The song that we just heard, so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. It's really perfect for the season we're in. We recently at the center had our spring Equinox Wednesday evening community potluck to celebrate spring and a season of new growth. And on March the 24th, the Hindu world celebrated Holi, the festival of colors. It's a time to celebrate the emergence of our best self through forgiveness and laughter and renewal. And we're in Ramadan right now. And this is the time when it is thought that the first verses of the Quran were revealed, and when the Islamic world fasts and does charitable giving to strengthen their relationship with the Creator through kindness and patience. And this year, Passover in the Jewish world is happening later because of the lunar calendar adjustment, but it always falls in spring sometime. This year it's in April 22nd. And of course, today is Easter Sunday, when the Christian world celebrates the continuity of life. So there's a lot going on. And here are the lyrics of the song that we just heard, especially for our radio listening audience, because it touches on these themes of renewal and rebirth and liberation. And I think of it as a song that is being sung too, addressing the self that is within us, the living spirit within. And it goes like this. Now is the time when I let go of my fears, inhibitions, and sense of dread. When I give up control and let you hold me with no resistance in my soul. This is the day when I throw it all away to the fire of the all-loving one. Now I have just what I need to be free, to be who I really am. Here is the place where I fall into grace and release into the sweetness of your love. I surrender and I remember the light and the beauty that I am. Ah, that is a wonderful state of mind to live from. And spiritual living is one of the ways to get there. And still, the journey to such freedom may be accompanied, well, by moments of fear and dread and insecurity and letting go, all sorts of things. You know, I discovered a long time ago that when I am afraid, when I get afraid, I get tired. I start to yawn and I want to go to sleep. But it's not the kind of sleep that is a blissful surrender into life. No, it's the sleep of avoiding what I have to face. Now, the lyrics of this song, they sing about a different kind of rest. The peace that comes when we let it all be and accept life and accept who we are. And to me, that means to accept that we are creative beings on a spiritual journey, and we are awakening every moment, every day, to the potential that is in us. And so our story, like all of these festivals, is one of perpetual renewal. Rebirth. Sometimes we forget who we are on the journey. So here is a story that may be familiar to you, especially if you are from a Christian background, but it's written in modern language so that it can appeal to you, whatever faith tradition you may be from. Once upon a time, students of an enlightened teacher were crossing a sea in a boat. The company was surprised by a fierce storm that churned the sea, and all aboard had to work hard to keep the boat afloat in the fierce waves and the vicious wind. The unrelenting weather wore away their courage until at last they began to lose heart, and the storm on the outside caused fear to enter their minds and spread dread. In their panic, they seemed to forget their teacher's lesson about the power of the peaceful self within. It's understandable, after all. Waves were crashing and the wind is howling and things do not look like they reflect inner peace at all. Panicked, they approached their teacher and found him sleeping with his head on a makeshift cushion in the stern of the boat. Alarmed at his apparent disinterest in the imminent danger, they woke the sleeping teacher and asked, "Don't you even care that we are perishing?" When the teacher finally was roused from his nap, he said to the students and to the waves, "Peace, peace, peace be still." And immediately the winds quieted down and the ocean returned to its former state of calm. I take it as a metaphor. The metaphor in this well-known story for me is that there is a presence that is quietly and calmly and persistently at rest in the stern of the boat, meaning within my consciousness and yours, and I call that the self within. And to me, the message of this season is that whatever it is, whatever name I give it, whether I call it the self or something else, it is beyond the reach of bad weather and unexpected life changes, and that we can tune into it and reconnect with its renewing energy, its presence in our lives, because it's very easy to be knocked off of center and to forget that it is there. The author, Charles Eisenstein, he talked about this in a video about such a moment of forgetting. He was feeling waves of helplessness and grief. When the Amazon fires were burning, you might recall in 2019, it was in the fall, and he asked the question, what do you do when all of this emotional energy rises up like the oceans and the winds? It comes up and it seems like it's going to overcome us and derail us. He reflected that feelings are real, they're honest and even appropriate. They shouldn't be dismissed. And he also realized something else. He realized that as valid as these feelings are, they could also be a trap, a diversion that could make a person feel less capable, less able to respond, even less helpful than they would like to be. Being a religious scientist, and that's what we call ourselves here at the Center for Spiritual Living, it being that calls us to respond to the world and to life in a very particular way, in a personal way. Our work is to practice inside of our mindset. We call that our consciousness. And to redirect our attention from chaos to the presence that is at rest within us. Not to avoid the world or disconnect from it, but to do some restoration, to restore our confidence, to find our courage again, to reconnect with our inner calm, so that we stop being controlled by chaos even when we're standing in the middle of it. That is a response we can all practice. We can take a moment every day to check in and ask, where is my attention? And if necessary, gently reroute it to peace, 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 especially if you're facing intense life challenges or the world feels overwhelming. It's not to deny that we feel what we feel, and it's not to become actionless, but it's to take a break from the fearful inner dialogue and instead fill our minds and our whole being with the transformative energy of that inner presence that is at rest in the stern of our being, that presence which is the source of our creativity and connection and compassion. And then, from that awareness, participate in the world, participate in what Don Miguel Ruiz describes as dreaming a new dream, which means to me to imagine, as we do at the center, a world in which humanity is raised up to its spiritual magnificence and is remembering who they are more than forgetting. Or to imagine my own life, you to imagine your own life as more deeply rooted in the compassion and the creativity and the connection through the power of the living spirit within you. Charles Eisenstein ends his video, that one about the Amazon forest fires, with a tender request to his viewers that goes something like this. Please, do not take the bait that is offered that comes along with life's tragedies. The bait that diverts us from our more powerful responses. He says, don't get caught up in despair. Deep feelings are normal. They're normal human responses. They're expressions of caring. And we have at the same time, simultaneously within us, a source of courage and compassion. And this spring season, Easter renewal season, is my time to remember that place, to be loyal to its presence in me, and to remain open to its prompting within me, to renew my trust in it, my trust that there is a creative intelligence in life that is not separate from me or you, but one that runs its holiness through us, and one that when we turn to it within, it responds by saying, peace, peace, peace. Easter is a very important holy day in the Christian calendar, as are all the other festivals I mentioned to the corresponding faith traditions. Easter is a retelling of the epic story of Jesus of Nazareth at the high point of his ministry. And this time can be for us a reflection on that story and also the reflection on our own personal journey in life with all of its stops and its starts and its ends and its beginnings. You know, all of those places, all those careers, all those relationships, all those dreams and hopes that through the course of a life we get to lay to rest and start again sometimes. So the season can remind us of the many times we may have felt stuck in that process of renewal or sealed away in a cave, to use the metaphor of Easter, a cave from which there is no obvious escape route and possibly no expectation of survival. And the season can remind us to remain alert to the call to rise again, because it comes with the renewing season of life. Resurrection means something specific in the Christian tradition, and we can make a metaphor too and say on a personal level, we experience all kinds of resurrections. For example, when we recover from a shattered dream or a lost hope, or when we have the courage to pick up the pieces after tremendous loss and start again. Every time you forgive an injury, that's a resurrection. Every time you interrupt the tendency to criticize or be mean-spirited, that's a kind of resurrection. Every time you come back to the awareness of your spiritual nature and what lives in you, that's a resurrection. I believe that there is a spirit of resurrection within every one of us, at rest at the stern of our boat. And like the returning season after a period of darkness, it calls us, urges us to begin again. I think of it as a presence that is persistently chanting, peace, peace, peace. And here are some stages, I think, that go along with personal resurrection. Number one, letting go, as the lyrics of the song said, and opening to the wisdom and inspiration of the all-loving one, the self within. Number two, honoring the time in the cave or the tomb, you know, being still enough to integrate what's going on. And then the third, responding to the call to get up when the time is right. So first, the letting go, which can mean a number of things. It can mean letting things be just as they are and just as they are not, so that I can be available to that calm that is resting at the center of my being and tap into it and its new possibilities. Letting go can also mean letting go of knee-jerk reactions, like by refusing to return hate for hate. That is one of the teachings of the compassionate Buddha. In the Dhammapada, it says it like this: hatred does not cease by hatred at any time. Hatred ceases by love. This is an eternal law. Jesus, in the days preceding Easter, he was a role model of this, of how to face impossibly difficult circumstances and not react by returning hatred for hatred, violence for violence. See, one day he was the center of all hope, and a short 5 days later, according to the scripture, he was betrayed by a close friend and murdered viciously by a system through a trumped-up charge of inciting political unrest. I've been knocked off my center of peace for lesser things than that. Yeah. I've reacted to the smallest things, very much like the frantic disciples on the boat, you know, with panic and doubt and blame. And so in my spiritual journey, I have had to learn over and over again to accept that there are times in life when I don't know what else to do. And there comes points in life where it seems like I have gone as far as I can go, and there is this space, this expanse, this place between what I can do and what the desired outcome is. And it's very tempting in those moments to panic or to go to sleep. I've had to learn to be patient and to stay awake. Calm, but awake. And patient so that I don't muscle through, push through, when it is indeed time to stand still. In moments like this, I consider this idea, and this is the opening up part of resurrection, and I learned this at the center. In moments like this, no matter how challenging the situation might be, I think about this. If my desired outcome seems unattainable, is it possible that something greater is attempting to unfold in my life? So when I sense I'm facing a crossroad like that, my prayer becomes this. If this is for my highest good, let my passion for it increase, and let a pathway to it become clear. But if this is not for my good and for the good of others, then redirect my mind and attention to something better. That's the moment that in the lyrics of the song describe turning it all over to the fire of the all-loving one. And that moment, in my opinion, is best followed by a time of stillness. Motionlessness internally, to let it all sink in. I call that time honoring the stillness of the cave. The time of internal transformation. can be challenging to be still when things are happening. Especially in this day of 5-second distracted scrolling, you know. If things aren't happening fast enough, we move on. No sitting around for transformation. We are accustomed to getting exactly what we want quickly. But nature and her cycles is here to remind us that a time of incubation, hibernation, time of being in the cocoon, when it looks like nothing is happening on the outside, is indeed part of life. I read about this type of bamboo that if you nurture it in the first year, it produces a puny little 2-inch shoot. And then the second year, and then the third year, and the fourth year, it's all the same. It just grows maybe 2 inches. But if you persist caring for it, nurturing the bamboo, in the fifth year, it explodes and grows 80 feet in 1 year. Now, this bamboo story reminds me to consider this thought that when I am in a transformation process, I might want to take a moment and notice where my attention is, where my patience is, and if necessary, gently reroot my attention to peace, peace, peace. Now, the final phase of resurrection is to respond to the call, to be alert to the call, that call to get up. Maybe it comes in the form of keep going or the form to reemerge, but it certainly is the call to not go back to the sleep of avoidance. I'm thinking about those times when I've been knocked off of my center and I wanted to stay down and not get up at all. Perhaps you know that experience. You know, when what you had in mind isn't going to happen. Maybe the dream isn't going to unfold like you thought it would, maybe not at all. And you can feel it. It starts to get tight and constrictive. You might even melt down, you know, like that caterpillar, that excellent caterpillar story, you know, in the cocoon going through its transformation. And I've thought about it. It's not like the caterpillar just easily, you know, drops a few feet and the wings and then it's off. No, it's not like that at all. At some point, the caterpillar is filled with this urge for newness. And it sits down and it ties itself in a little knot. And things get pretty restrictive and tight and dark. That stage must be pretty disorienting. And I'm guessing a caterpillar might want to get out of it as fast as possible. But something miraculous happens. It melts down completely into some kind of cosmic soup. And out of that same melted downness, it begins to reconstitute itself into what will become a butterfly. It's a radical transformation. But here's the thing that about the story that impresses me. It does not become something that it wasn't already. The glory of its resurrected self is from the same substance that life breathed into it in the beginning. That's you and me. So here's how I see it. The changes that want to happen in life may need a period of stillness and integration that could feel uncomfortable. They may need a moment for me to center my mind on that self within and draw upon its courage. I may need to remember that I am already what I am becoming. through the power of the living Spirit within me. And when I start to sense a moment of renewal like that, when I can tell it wants to happen, when I start to feel a transformation coming on and all the fear that can go along with it, when I sense something is coming to an end, and I'm no longer who I was before, and I'm not yet who I think I'm becoming, I know it's time to pray. And I try to let my prayer be something like the lyrics of the song, which I'm going to read to you again in a moment at the end of a prayer. And when I get to the part where I say peace three times, peace, 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 I invite you to say amen. You know, amen means, and so it is. That's how we end prayers in our tradition. So let's try that. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. And so I say to myself, I am ready for a new beginning. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. I am ready for a resurrection experience. I lay to rest gently what has gone before. And as I do this, I'm making myself ready for spiritual growth. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. Through this prayer, I am planting the seeds for a new beginning. I am taking the time to let spiritual understanding reveal itself in my heart. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. In preparation for my resurrection experience, I renew my loyalty to the spirit within, the self within. I know this is a time of change. This is a time of hope. This is a time of joy. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. Now is the time that I let go of my fears, inhibitions, and sense of dread. When I give up control and let you hold me with no resistance in my soul. This is the day that I throw it all away to the fire of the all-loving one. Now I have just what I need to be free. To be who I really am. Here is the place where I fall into grace and release into the sweetness of your love. I surrender. I remember. I remember the light and the beauty that I am. And so I say to myself from that place within, peace, peace, peace. Amen. Peace, peace, peace. Amen. Peace, peace, peace. Amen.